Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour podcast with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell, and Emma Sexton. This week, we talk about why Catherine of Aragon might just have been a feminist hero.
Underwear, armpit hair, many imitators, but no one compares.
Badass Women's Hour XL with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell, and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Now, if you're looking for something for your new box set edition, then landing on Amazon Prime on the 5th of May is The Spanish Princess, and we have the star Stephanie Levi-John in the studio with us now. Hello!
Hi! Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here, my darling. Tell us a little bit about what the series is about.
Right, so it's about Catherine of Aragon, who was Henry VIII's first wife and longest wife, lest we forget. Mm-hmm. And it basically tells the story of her coming to England from Spain and, you know, the trials and tribulations she went through while she was here. I play Lina de Cardones, if I put my little Spanish accent on there.
Yeah.
Thank you. I play her lady-in-waiting, who ends up being her confidant, her best friend, almost like a sister. So that's a kind of other branch of friendship and, you know, the dependency on each other and things like that. So yeah,
amazing. We've got a little trailer of the show now.
Spain and England unite against our enemies so that my son is protected on his throne.
Until that girl arrives, we are lost.
I asked my mother once why I was not afraid of my destiny. She said I may as well be fearful of my own reflection.
I mean, I have no idea what it's about, but I am fascinated.
all the more reason to watch.
So Stephanie, how did you go about kind of doing the research for this? Were you studying the period in history? What were you doing?
Well, the Tudor period is actually one of my favourite historical. Because it's just so juicy. There's so much. Yeah. It's almost like you couldn't even, you know, imagine that kind of stuff happening. So, you know, I was already starting from a good place where I was like, okay, cool. I like this era. This is cool. Lena, particularly, there isn't really that much written about her. So
she was a real figure.
Yes. Yeah. So Catherine of Aragon came with a retinue of people of colour, because we have to remember that Spain was, you know, conquered and ruled by the Moors for hundreds of years. So the presence of people of colour have always been around. So she came with musicians and advisors and her ladies in waiting and stuff like that. So historically, specifically for Lena, there really wasn't that much. So I would have to do things like, I mean, Emma and Matthew and the other writers of the show were truly incredible, and their script really gave me a lot to play with. So things like, you know, her father was an advisor. I'd have to go back and think, okay, so how would this work out historically? Him being a Moor, how did he become a Christian? Muslims who converted to Christianity were called Moriscos, because they feared persecution and things like that. So I had to sort of piece together historically what I could find. And then a lot of it was actually like imagination and what would it be like if I were her and, you know, in that period of time and stuff like that. So, it was a lot.
Because that must be really tricky, because I always think, you know, when you read history and you look back, in my head, people just seem like they're really, really different. But actually, yeah. I guess, especially when you watch Shakespeare. Yeah, Shakespeare, like human beings, human behaviour, we don't really change that much then, right?
We really don't. And there's so many themes in the show and you're like, oh, this still happened. This happened hundreds of years ago as well. And it's, yeah, there's certain things. Even the prospect of coming from a different country to here or wherever is something that we're constantly talking about. It's constantly happening. And this happened in the 16th century. So, yeah, it's really interesting that there's a lot of, yes, the clothes are different, you know, the way they spoke might have been different, but the emotions were real and, you know, humanity was essentially the same.
And so this starts airing on the 5th of May yes. in the UK.
Yes.
And in the US on Stars, which is a cable channel, yeah. and we can get it on Amazon Prime Video. Yes. But is it also airing on terrestrial TV?
Terrestrial. I'm not sure. I don't think. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything. But for now, we're just going to say Amazon Prime, Stars Play UK.
Okay.
But I hope it does. It would be great if it did.
What was it like working on a series that was created for Amazon Prime? Because there's budget, it's going out to the US as well, they want to make it look glitzy and glam. Oh, yeah. Was it good fun?
Oh, it was so much fun. Honestly, like, just putting on the costumes, like every day, you know, you come in, I'd have my breakfast first because I learned the hard way not to put the corset on first and then have your breakfast. So it was just such a blessing to be able to put on these incredible costumes. And once you do put the costumes on and the hair and the makeup and everything, it almost feels like you're sucked into the Tudor period. Yeah. And it was just an honour. I feel so blessed to be a part of this show, and it was brilliant. We filmed mainly in Bristol. Okay. Not that glamorous. Great city, but not as glamorous as, like, you know,
it's
Spain.
Not Hollywood.
It's not Hollywood, you know. So we did a lot of filming at the Bottle Yard Theatre. I keep saying theatre, studio, theatre brain. Bottle Yard Studio. And then we did a lot of location stuff. So we filmed in Salisbury Cathedral, Caerphilly Castle, and various other places around the UK. So random fields.
So that must have been epic as well, being in costume, really? In a cathedral, acting out a scene that, yes, you had to improvise. But the reality is that if you're in a cathedral, yeah, people were walking those heels. Yeah. They were there,
exactly.
Living that life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That always gets me.
Oh, no, really, it was incredible. Yeah. I mean, even if you saw the studio setup, it was literally like they had taken a piece of the cathedral and placed it in the studio. And it's truly incredible, like, honestly. And it's also, these are places that I wouldn't necessarily visit. So the fact that I'm going to these places and filming and really getting to feel what the people who may have walked those same corridors would have felt was truly incredible.
And tell us about the female characters and the writing. Mm. Does it all centre around a man and Henry VIII? I understand why it would.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
In theory. But does it go beyond that?
It does.
You mentioned
go beyond
friendship.
That. Yeah, friendship is something that we don't really. When we were filming and going through the scripts, it's not really something that I can really think of as being the focus. Because it really does show that the relationship of these two women, I mean, the three of them. So there's Catherine of Aragon, there's Lena, and then there's also Rosa. So these three women have come here and they really have to depend on each other, because everything that they've experienced in Spain and their life and everything like that, they've had to leave that behind, and they've only got each other here. So it's really beautiful to see how friendships can be affected, how people can sacrifice certain parts of themselves in order to boost other people up and so on and so forth. Of course, you know, there's talk about Henry and there's things like that. But the female characters in this are so diverse, not only obviously in the way that we look, but in their characteristics. And they each have their own hidden strength, which I think is really beautiful, because they're multifaceted. And I really hope that, you know, the audience watching it can see. And the writing has really, really aided to push that forward. And it's not just about...
How much of her life does each series cover? Because in my head I was going divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived. So are we going up to divorce, or are we going...
Oh, you're going to have to watch. I'm not giving away those spoilers, love. You're going to have to watch and see.
Will you watch? Do you like watching yourself, or is it hard to watch yourself?
It's really strange.
Is it?
But I think if I look at it in a sort of objective rather than subjective view, I think it helps in a way because, I do. It's difficult because it's kind of like, oh God, why does my voice sound like that? Why is my eye twitching? Yeah. And why is that? You know what I mean? I will be watching. I'm a bit nervous. I can't believe it's only like a week away. It's so crazy that it's actually coming out. It's just, yeah.
Because are you a theatre actress?
I started off in theatre. Okay. Yeah. I actually, my first job was at the Unicorn Theatre in London. Bridget, I love it. I've got such a soft spot for that place. And that's where it all began. And I feel like, because I never went to drama school. So I've pretty much learnt everything that I know through being in the spaces and working with people and, you know, making mistakes and realising, oh, actually, that doesn't really work for me. Maybe I should try it this way. But I think it has helped me in like finding the nuances and things like that in television. So, yeah, I love theatre.
And you're writing now. You're starting to write now?
I'm starting to write, yeah. I'm trying to write a one-woman show. And there's so many ideas in my head, but it's just like putting them on the paper is the really difficult thing. But yes, I am writing a one-woman show and I'm hoping to somehow push that out. I don't know. I don't have a strategy or a plan. First plan is just to finish it.
Well, yeah, just to have an idea and then start making it happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you're a bit of a polymath because you also practice Reiki.
Yes.
You're training to be a PT.
Well, I want to. I'm not yet. Okay. Yeah.
So is it a bit like, are you just going through life thinking, do you know what?
Why not?
I feel like doing this.
That is my personality type. I've always been the type that's like, do you know what? Yeah.
But it's working for you. I mean, you're on a major drama that's about to be broadcast to the world. So.
I just believe that, you know, why not? If you fail, you fail. At least I've said I've tried.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's my whole career. I just remember, you know, because it's obviously very difficult not going to drama school or anything like that. And I always kind of, I just said to myself, I'm just got to give it a try. I've just got to do it because I don't want to look back and think, what if? Mm. And so, yeah, it seems to be working and I'm very grateful. Just put my finger in all the pies.
So when you get the Hollywood casting, make sure you come back and tell us
all about it. Oh, don't worry, babe. Yeah, don't worry. We're friends now. I'm definitely going to be here, 100%, first place.
Stephanie, thank you so much for coming in and joining us on Badass Women's Out. The Spanish Princess is on 5th of May on Amazon Prime. Stephanie Levi-John, can't wait to see more of you. Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4! This has been the Badass Women's Hour podcast with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton. If you want to hear more from us, you can come follow us on social media at Badass Women's Hour, HR, or leave us a review and tell us how much you love us. We really need to feel the love. 5 stars should do it.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.